Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Friday, February 13th, 2026. Indiana and UNC were locked in a pitcher's duel until the Tar Heels put up a combined 9 runs in the 5th and 6th innings to claim victory over the visiting Hoosiers on opening day. IUBase.com had this post-game interview with head coach Jeff Mercer.
Newback looked really, really good today.
Yeah. Tony and Mike both were really good. Tony battled great. You know, some of those older guys, you don't know. Sometimes they perform better in the game, and both Tony and Mike did. Tony's been coming on. Like, he's the last couple of weeks has really kind of shown nice growth. The fastball was hot. You know, there's a bunch of 92s and some threes in there, and so the fastball was hot. It was on top of him, and was able to work from behind in some counts and get back and 2 double play balls, and so he was tremendous. And so, you know, he's such a great guy that you're happy for him. After some injuries to get back out there and do so well. And then Mike, I thought, did a really good job. He kind of outperformed what he's been doing the last couple of weeks, so you're really happy to see that from both of those guys. But yeah, you know, the start and then the last 3 innings, they were really good. The middle obviously got us, but yeah, really happy with Tony and Mike both.
From a hitting perspective, you guys were very patient. Yeah. Ate a lot of pitches. Just couldn't seem to really come through with anything to produce runs. Can you kind of talk about what your thoughts were?
Yeah, you know, obviously it's their first live at bats outside. I thought there's a difference in being passive and then being patient. And we crossed the line in the passive. We were defensive to some fastballs. And granted, their stuff's good. I'm aware. I know their stuff's good and it's hot. And you're seeing it for the first time and all those things. But we definitely were passive. We were underneath fastballs and. Those are adjustments you can make, but yeah, we didn't expand, we didn't chase. The strike zone was really good, and we were able to use it to our advantage. I don't know the walks we had, but we had several and put ourselves a lot of good counts. And to your point, we weren't able to capitalize. And as we go and we play, we will. But I would, you know, I don't want to be passive. I don't take fastballs in the middle of the plate. But it's early, and so it's better to do that than expand the zone and swing wildly and chase. So. We can temper back towards the middle, but yeah, we were trying to be patient and really make them be in the zone. Kind of like in Iowa, kind of really basically forced them to be in the zone. We did that. Just when we got in there, we had our opportunities. We were passive, and the stuff was on top of us. So we'll make the correct adjustments. I thought there was too much effort, too much length up to our pull side swings, and those get beat when it's real stuff. So we'll make the adjustment and get back on top. But a lot of really good starts to the innings, a lot of really good at-bats. We just didn't finish it as well as we'd like.
In the fall, you had talked about Jake Hanley working on his throwing.
Yeah.
And we got to kind of see that on display today.
Yeah. You know, both those double plays, you know, the first half of that game, we played really well in totality. Played really good defense. You know, Jake, right away, it was funny. Jake said, I was like, great play, man. He said, you know, I kind of wondered how many times I would ever use that play because we practice it all the time. And he said, then I use it on the very first ball I touched the year. So, yeah, it was a great, great play. And he's worked really hard. And it's a huge play. It's a play that we weren't able to make last year where now you're not only is it a double play, but it's a guy out of scoring position and you essentially end that inning. Yeah, so it was a really good play by Jake and a good job by Tony coaxing the ball and all those things. So, and then I thought Stewie had a really nice turn, Cooper coming across the bag. That's something that we haven't done as well as we would like. And so to see that show up, 2 double plays in the first game, I was really pleased with that.
We also saw a great throw by TJ behind the play.
Yes.
on
yeah.
What was a clear run situation for
yeah.
their base
yeah.
runner.
The block and recover, we installed a little bit of a different throwing program, but catcher throwing series, trying to replicate more of those situations. And he is such a good thrower. And he did it perfectly. Executed perfectly, blocked, recovered back to his feet, made a great play. And that ball was outside of the circle. So typically, you would, as a base running coach, you would assume that guy is safe outside of the circle. Block, recover, makes a great throw right on the bag. And Stewie sitting on his feet, makes the tag. It's a really nice play.
Between pitching and defense, what's going to be kind of your message to the team on those middle innings?
Yeah, we just, you know, we tried a little bit more, I don't want to say extreme shifts, but a little bit more out of into the 6 hole. They didn't have any balls down the line last year. They were really a middle of the field team. We got in behind in some counts, and then you're throwing a cutter in a 2-0 count that got the head out. So, you know, that's on us a little bit of some of those extra base hits down the line. But it's really hard when you're chasing. You're chasing counts. You're chasing free bases, and that's ultimately what happened. You have the leadoff walk. You have the leadoff error. It's twilight. You lose a fly ball, and so those things get big when you do that against good teams in this environment. And so you just clean those things up. You know, we played good defense for the most part of the game, and you just have to, when you're playing against good teams, you have to play good defense all the time. We pitch ourselves out of some jams, but we got to get ourselves in the better counts a little bit, because when you do that, especially against a team that handled breaking balls, maybe not better than we thought, but well, they handled the cutter, the off-speed stuff well. If you're using those as a get out of jail free card, eventually going to get you. And so we just have to get ahead, stay ahead, and then finish those plays. We'll get better as we go. We'll get better defensively as we go. We showed some real glimpses. The relay from Hogan was a great throw to the plate. Cal Gates makes a couple of really nice catches in the left. We got out of some jams. You just can't give really good teams that many opportunities. They'll eventually get to you. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not pleased with the loss, but you can see a lot of the makings of the things that we've been working really hard on showed up. We wanted to be a more patient offense. We wanted to try to use a bit more small ball in it and to create some more uncomfortable at-bats. We did that. We have to finish innings. We wanted to turn to more double plays and create a more efficient infield. We did that. And so there's a lot of really good things in it. Regan, it's his first time. Regan's going to be awesome for us. He's 2-5, good off speed. We're just chasing some counts, got a little bit sped up, but he'll be really good for us. So we'll just, you bounce back, you learn a lot. You know, a Northern team, we're going to learn a lot in 24 hours. We're going to learn a lot in I guess it's going to be 48 because we're going to play a doubleheader tomorrow. We'll learn a lot in 2 days. But it's a really good group. They'll learn, they'll adjust, and we'll get better. So, you know. On to the next day, you learn a lot, you move on, but it's a great group, and I'm sure they're
good. The North Carolina series will conclude with a doubleheader Saturday starting at 12 noon.